All right, so I'm walking around to our office to get some hand sanitizer, and I'm looking through all the salespeople, all the computers are on. Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird. Like, I know we had a memo come out the other day because we had some kind of virus.
Yeah, apparently the adult movies you like to watch have really infected a lot of stuff around here.
I do not have a work computer. I work on the three in front of me.
That's why infected the entire office.
Those are actually connected to the major network and the studios.
But
so.
It's funny because I know there's a virus going on, but I remember the day when we first moved here, we had a producer. We were owned by CBS, and this producer ended up coming back to us, had downloaded something, and it affected everything. Even in New York, David Letterman.
Oops.
Remember that?
Classic mix-up.
I mean, literally, it was horrible.
I hate it when I knock CBS completely off the air.
Are your computers fine, though?
Mine are fine.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, some of the things they're saying in the email is like, hey, watch out for this or that. I'm not having a problem with it. Yours seems to actually be smoking, but whatever.
Good morning, Casey.
It's 7:48. NASA is announcing that it has canceled its historic first all-women spacewalk because, and this is ridiculous.
It's funny.
There's only one spacesuit that fits the two female astronauts. Apparently, they both need a size medium,
yep.
And there's only one size medium spacesuit.
They can't make a second spacesuit?
Not
before the 29th. I think it was supposed to happen on the 29th. And I feel like they probably should have thought about that ahead of time.
Oh my gosh, I'd be so frustrated if I'd waited my whole life to go to space and they say, nope, gotta hold off.
So, well, it's just the specific space walk. They've never had all women do it. And so now, you know, this was going to be a really cool thing. And now it's going to have to be a male and a female. Come on, guys. Really?
You ever watch the NASA channel to look at all the file footage?
I really don't, actually.
It's actually really cool.
I get all of my space footage from shows on Netflix because it's real.
Her space
footage. By
the way,
when is Lost in Space coming back? I really like that show. Passengers on a British Airways flight have some questions after they ended up several hundred miles away from their destination airport. The flight was originally supposed to fly on Monday from London's City Airport to Germany. So you get on your plane. You're like, sweet, we're going to Germany. But it then actually touched down in Scotland.
Okay, that's messed up.
The error, apparently, it was due to incorrectly filed flight plan. So it wasn't like they made a mistake in the air and didn't know where they were going. The entire crew thought they were going to Scotland.
Whoa.
So as soon as they realized it, they, you know, refueled and took the passengers where they were supposed to go. But how upset would you be if you're just flying around? Although I feel like the moment you get in the air, because as soon as you take off, they always say, you know, hey, guys, it looks like we should be landing in Scotland here. And I mean, right away, you think people on the flight would go, excuse me.
Wait, hold on.
Something's wrong. A new study by drivingtest.org says that Nissan's new Altima is the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves, meaning it doesn't matter if it's new, pre-owned, whatever. They just love Honda Civics. I think it's been that way for years, hasn't it?
It has.
Thieves make off with more than 45,000 Civics each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. Car thieves have different tastes in different parts of the country, too. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles in East Coast states like New York and Massachusetts, while Ford and Chevy pickups are thieves' favorites in the South and the Midwest. Of course, there's probably a lot more of them. A Verizon worker has been suspended from his job after saving a stranded cat on a utility pole in Philadelphia. Earlier this month, Verizon employee Maurice German used his bucket truck to save a cat that was clinging to a utility pole for its life.
Oh.
Made the owner very happy. He thought he was doing a good deed, but he ended up getting suspended because he wasn't really supposed to be doing that. He wasn't following company guidelines, and he was actually putting himself and others at risk because he wasn't really supposed to be in the bucket in that area. But the owner of the cat feels really bad about it and is very thankful, and so they started a GoFundMe page. So he's already got, like, I think over $3,000 to help him while he's suspended. And a new survey asked people when someone is too old to use slang terms. The majority of people say we have to stop using slang terms when you hit 43. But one in four people think you need to stop when you're 25. I feel like you just got to keep up and be cool. You got to be with the times, right?
I feel like from birth to death, slang it up, ladies.
Well, they also asked, what are the most annoying slang terms that people use? So here's the top five. Ready? Coming in fifth place, clapback.
I've never said that in my life.
I've never said that either.
I don't say it. Fleek. I hate that word.
Nope.
It makes me giggle.
Word. Hate that word so much. Hangry. Actually, I feel like that one is very appropriate.
Is that because it was a Snicker commercial?
Like, no, that one's actually been around. But yeah, when you're hungry and you're angry, I just feel like it just sums up how you feel sometimes.
It doesn't even seem like slang anymore. It just seems like a word that
people
use.
Yeah. Exactly. Number two, most annoying slang term, bae. You know, like your significant other or whatever.
Again, makes me giggle. Not mad about it.
I've never used that word. And then, obviously, we can thank Tom Brady for this one being so popular. GOAT. That's the number one most annoying slang term of all time. GOAT, which stands for greatest of all time.
It's fine. I don't care.
You don't like give your husband love notes and say you're my goat?
No.
The artists you love.
These are my people. These are my friends.
This is Ariana Grande.
Hey, this is Maroon 5.
We're 5 Seconds of Summer.
Mix 93.3.